We're back. Did you miss us? Because we missed you.
XOXO on
That
the
was very sexual. It gave dildo or lube ad vibes.
We're releasing a on the menu lube in case anybody wants it. It's for cooking. We're
Wait,
calling
there's
it.
actual cooking lube?
No, I'm just making that up right now on the spot as we go.
It's gonna be Martini Espresso flavor. Oh my God.
You drinking coffee this morning?
Yes, I made an iced coffee. I already had breakfast too.
You did. What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 6:30.
Ah, me too. Well, I woke up at 6:35, but I didn't get out of bed until 7, so.
Well, I woke up at 6, kind of, but then I just closed my eyes and I was in bed till 6:30.
Snoozing away.
Yes.
Hey guys, welcome to the 7th episode of On the Menu podcast. My name is Tony.
And I'm Yuri.
If you haven't by now, please follow On the Menu on Instagram at onthemenu_pod and my Instagram at toners.
And mine is at Shootix.
Just wanted to start by saying that last week it was a busy week for Yuri and I. She can tell you more about her week. But last week I was busy with just like work, life. My nephew's birthday was last Thursday, so we just had a lot to do. So that's why we didn't record. We weren't just being lazy. We were busy. We were booked. So we're back now, like Yuri said. I hope you missed us because we for sure did miss you.
I felt like we had broken up.
We actually had a little break.
I
We were like, you know what, Yuri, I think we should go our solo ways. And
Yeah,
then this week we were like, no, we can't. We can't do that.
that's the truth of it all. Just kidding.
Especially since we have a new listener in Dublin.
Yes. Who could it be? Do you know anyone in Dublin?
I do not, do you?
No, I don't. But whoever you are, thanks for listening. Spread the word up there.
Keep sharing the podcast. We love when you guys share the podcast and tag us. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you're working out, drinking coffee, on your way to work, thank you so much. What's been going on in your life this week and a half that I haven't talked to you or seen your beautiful ray of sunshine face?
Oh, someone woke up on the right side of the bed, or what is it? Right side of the foot?
Someone woke up with the on the right side of the bed.
I know how to say it in Spanish. I don't know how to say it in English. Like, alguien despertó con el pie izquierdo. Am I? I don't know. I'm lost.
I think that's when you wake up like in a bad mood. Alguien
Yeah,
despertó con el pie izquierdo.
so that's why I say it with the right. Anyways. What have I been doing? I've been working. My anniversary passed with Donald. It's our 4-year anniversary.
Congratulations. What did you guys do?
We went to have dinner. Actually, I was gonna tell you about this. We went to this steakhouse. We usually go to to
You
places.
steakhouse? You eat steak?
Well, that's why I was like, I'm very selfish. We always go to restaurants where like I'm probably gonna like it because I don't like steaks, and I know Donald loves steaks, so I was like, let's just go to a steakhouse. I'm sure they'll sell chicken there. It was this fancy restaurant. This time it was a different experience. So we ordered our food, and then the girl comes and she has like this thing with different types of knives.
Like,
And
oh, different, like a little, like assortment of knives that you can pick out
yeah.
from.
And then she's like, you can pick out your knife. And then she started describing like each one. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, I think that was kind of cool that they gave us that option. I mean, I just chose whichever one. One had like a little pattern on it, and I was just like, oh, I guess that one's cute. I'll get that
Did you
one.
take a picture of that? You should have taken a picture of that.
No. Well, I kind of wanted to, but I didn't want to like feel
Be
like,
that
okay, well,
person.
why is she taking a picture of this? May whenever you it was pretty good though. Whenever you come back, we should go. And the
Wait,
portions are really big too.
was this like, is this is not like a Brazilian thing, right? That you get
No.
like, oh, okay.
No, it's actually a steakhouse and an oyster bar.
Oh,
It's
nice.
called a J. Carper's.
Shout out to Jay Harbers. We
Carbers. Oh, Carbers. So like carbine, maybe that's why they brought the knives.
Shout out to Jay Carbers.
It
If you
was
want to
pretty
collab, shoot us a DM. We're called On the Menu. We can go hand in hand. So, well, that's fun. That's fun. I'm actually gonna maybe go up to Austin or like San Marcos area in maybe in a week and a half from
Is
now.
that your
No, that's not my update, but
update?
I might be up there because I'm gonna take some photos for a friend.
What kind of photos?
Work photos, like headshots.
Oh.
So yeah, he asked me like, "Hey, do you do headshots?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Can you do Monday?" I was like, "Actually, I can't. I'm gonna be in Brownsville next week, so store."
Wait, is this next week?
No, next week I'll be in Brownsville, so it'll be the following week.
Okay, so next week I will be in Brownsville as well. I should set this off. So, I'm going for Mother's Day.
I know, yes.
But, and we were gonna come back on Tuesday, but my dad actually, he was able to get an appointment earlier. So he has an appointment on Thursday.
Okay.
So I actually did FMLA, so I'm gonna be there the whole week because I'm gonna take him to his appointment.
Well, I'm glad that your FMLA is on the process to getting approved and that you're going to Brownsville. Maybe if you have free time and you want to hang out, we can go grab a coffee or something in
Yeah.
B Town. Let me give you my update. Well, obviously, I told you I've been busy with like work and last week with my nephew's birthday party. It was really fun. We had it at Peter Piper. He had a blast.
No, I saw I
Yesterday,
want the
what?
chicken or la gallina.
Oh yes. Dude, those were really we were setting up for the party and one of the other tables asks my mom like, "Hey, where did you get those? They're really cute." And my mom was like, "We got them at Walmart." We actually
Really?
did get them at Walmart. Yeah. You know how they have like the Easter section?
Yeah.
So when we bought them, they had everything. They had cows, chickens, bull, I don't know. They had a lot of stuff. They were not expensive. They were like $9.97 or $9.98. So that those were the centerpieces for of the party.
That's
But
cute.
any thank you, thank you. Anyway, so yesterday I've been checking. I knew that Katy Perry was coming to Houston. One, I'm not like the biggest Katy Perry fan. Like I like some of her songs and stuff, but not like, oh my gosh, I need to go see her. I was like, oh, she's coming to Houston. I'm gonna be there. I should probably just go, right? I should probably go to a concert.
Just for
Just
the
for the vibe, just for the gram. I was like, ay, ya me vi el concierto.
vibes. I know. 'Cause baby, you're fire. Grabándote
I was checking like since last week. I was like, okay, let me see how the ticket prices are. And they were like, okay, they weren't like that crazy. But I was like, I don't want to pay like 200 to go see Katy
cantando.
Perry's. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yesterday, I think it was around 10 in the morning, I was like, let me see how much tickets are. Dude, I found two for
What?
50. $59.50. And I text Carson like, "Hey, do you want to go see Katy Perry?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't really care for her, but yeah, that's fine. We'll go." Let me open the app again and see. Dude, they weren't there anymore.
Oh my God. You shouldn't even have asked.
I know that's what Carson told me. Next time you see something like that, just buy them. And I kept looking throughout the day because I was like, okay, maybe they're gonna go down because there were still tickets
Yeah.
available, a lot of them. And no, they went up. I checked, I'm not kidding, I checked till 6 p.m. and the concert started at 7.
Oh my
So
God.
I was kind of upset about that I had the opportunity to go and I didn't.
Yeah, you should have done it. That happened to me too, but that was on when the ACL tickets came out.
Yeah. How much were the
And
ACL tickets?
they're 300 and something, but I mean it's 3 days and you get to see a lot of people. I was on a break and I opened my Instagram and I saw the lineup and I was like, "Oh my God."
Estás
I always text you when I'm in the restroom. And then I
en
send them to chat on and I'm like, "Oh my God, what do you think?" Like, and then so she kind of helped me press the add to cart.
So you paid like $600 for both of you guys? Oh, Sharon's going too. That's fun.
That's why I told
Honestly,
you.
Ticketmaster or whatever, like I saw the fees. The ticket price is one price, venue fee, some other fee, and that adds to like $150 more worth of fees. Like that's crazy.
See, with these tickets, it wasn't through Ticketmaster. It was like through
It's
something
through.
else, like Front Gate tickets or something like that. So it didn't really have a lot of fees. It did have like a shipping fee because I think they send you like a little box. Yes, if you all want to come, it's on weekend one that we are going.
Sounds good. I'll
So
talk to Carson about it.
we can sing to, I was gonna say martini espresso together.
So we can sing Espresso of Sabrina Carpenter. It's in October, right?
Yes. Oh my God, I need to sneeze.
Nice. Moving on to the Met Gala. First of all, let me tell you about the Met Gala.
Tell it to me, Rachel. Ew. Tell it to me, Rachel. I don't know. I can't do it, but.
So the Met Gala is always on the first Monday in May, and each year it has a theme. And this year, the exhibit name was Super Fine Tailoring Black Style, but the dress code for the event was Tailored for You, which celebrates the theme's focus on menswear and suiting. It celebrates Black style, Black identity, and really embodies how Black people have used dressing up to grow, evolve, and dressing with confidence. So that's why we saw a lot of like suits and like very structured, tailored to their bodies, like very fitted. I'm gonna give you a little backstory on the Met Gala. So the Met Gala is a charity event that helps raise money for the Costume Institute, which is a department within the Metropolitan Museum of Art that promotes fashion through the acquisition and preservation of historical works. So the main source of funding is the tickets, right? So not everybody can buy a ticket.
How much are
Shout
those
out.
tickets?
The tickets to attend the gala cost around $75,000 per person.
What?
Yep, but not every person you see in the gala has paid for their own ticket. So usually what happens is that like fashion brands, for example, I think there was, let me see, what fashion brand did I see? Tom Brown is a fashion brand that dressed a lot of celebrities for this year's gala. So they would buy a table for 10 people and they get to take 10 celebrities, right? But the table costs around $350,000. In exchange, those celebrities wear their designs to the event. So it's a very like expensive and a very exclusive event. So Anna Wintour, you know who that is? Like the woman with like the little bob.
No, let me Google her.
One, she's the editor-in-chief of Vogue, and she's the actual chair of the Costume Institute. Yeah, she's in control of the event. She influences who is on the guest list. Like, for example, if she doesn't like a celebrity, that celebrity cannot attend the event.
I
She's
feel
a
like you would
boss
be good at
bitch.
that.
Who?
You.
Be
Like
like,
organizing and stuff.
she's raised more than $223 million for the Costume Institute.
Oh my God.
I know she's very successful at what she does. So, you know that the movie The Devil Wears Prada is supposedly
Yes.
based on her?
Oh really? I was just gonna say she's giving the Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, so
She looks
supposedly
mean too.
it was a book first and then the movie came, but supposedly the book is based off of her.
I like her hair.
Yeah,
Is
Debbie.
that a wig? Kind of looks like a wig. It's too perfect.
I was gonna say it's a wig because she always has that same hair. She's had that hair since forever. Anyway, who were your best dressed of the night?
So the first one that I have on my list is Joey King.
Oh my gosh, I have her too. Is that the one with the green suit?
Yeah, she's wearing a Miu Miu green suit, and it has like I heard I don't know I didn't really pay attention to the I mean I saw the detail on it, but I read that it was like glass or crystal embellishments
Yeah,
on her suit,
yeah.
and then she had like a checkered like dress shirt under, and then like a mustard yellow tie. I feel
I
like I would
loved
wear
it.
that.
I loved it. Wow, I like it. One, I like the green color. It looks really nice on her. And it was different, right? Like she went
Yeah.
on theme. It was a suit, very tailored, but it also wasn't just a boring green suit. It had like the embellishments and everything. She did good. She did good. I like how she looked.
I liked her hair too.
And did you know that it was her first time attending the Met?
Yeah, I read that was her first time, and she did good. Congrats.
Well, one of my top picks for the Met was Janelle Monáe. So she was wearing a very different type of outfit. She was wearing a very constructed. Let me see if I can show you this so you can better
I
understand.
see her. I don't know what I thought about her.
Yeah, so I liked it because one, first she had like a big like a blazer on, right? So on the blazer you can actually see how there's a suit, right? It's a suit, but at the same time it's like
It looks
a
like it's what? Oh my
cape.
God.
She's giving you art while wearing fashion, right? And she's holding a bag and everything. But when she took off that cape, you actually see the suit and the bottom. Let me
That's
show you the.
cool. Like, I did scroll through her and I was like, why does she look like a box?
She has a bag now and everything. So I think she was very well dressed for
Oh.
the theme. She was wearing Thom Browne by Paul Tazwell, who Paul Tazwell is an Oscar winner designer. So she was wearing that collaboration. Who else? Who else do you have on your best dress list?
I like DeLauryn Hill. You know who she is? She had like this yellow, like pale yellow suit, and it had like a matching train, and then there was like someone holding an umbrella.
Lauryn Hill. I don't know who that is. Can you send me the photo? Lauryn Hill. Oh, I didn't. You know what? I didn't see her. I
I feel
missed
like
her. I
that's
didn't.
very Met Gala, like extravagant.
Okay, I see. What was she wearing? This is what?
She was wearing Stella McCartney suits. It was a suit that looked very dramatic, very avant-garde. How do you say that?
Avant-garde.
Oh my God, keeping up with the mispronunciations. I like that one. I don't know, I like the color. I like
Like it. So far you're moving away from your usual colors. You gave me a very bright green and now you give me a pastel yellow. That's good. That's good. For me, the next best dressed is like I was gonna say Zendaya.
I have her too.
I like the all white look. I think she always looks very sophisticated, very well put together. I just like the suit itself. It looks very, very nice. Did you see that there was another person that wore the same exact thing?
Yes, Anna Sway.
Anna Sui, yeah, she
Sway.
wore the same thing. Who was the designer?
It's a Louis Vuitton.
Oh, that one's Louis Vuitton, and Anna's was Dior.
I think Zendaya wore it best.
Both suits are very nice, but I personally like how it looks on Zendaya better.
I think it also has to do the way she like her posture and how she presents herself. Her hat is kind of like covering, like she you can only see one eye, like she's peeking, you know? I love her.
Yeah, and it does have to do a lot with like the way you wear your clothes. It says a lot of how confident you feel. And I think she looks really, really confident.
The next one I have, I like Jenny's too.
Who? Who's that?
Jenny, she's like a K-pop. She's like a Korean rapper singer. Well, yeah, she was wearing a Chanel jumpsuit with pearls. It was giving Chanel.
But no, that one's a really good one. I like that one. And for me, I also had Rihanna. Rihanna was dressed by Marc Jacobs. She was giving dandyism while being pregnant. I like it. It's really cool. I like the detail of the shoe also.
No, I didn't even look at the
Shoe
shoe.
moment. Yeah, she's wearing Marc Jacobs in this, and she went on theme. She's wearing a little short blazer, and underneath she is wearing what looks like a skirt, but it could be like a trench coat as well. So from behind, you could see that it's actually like a trench coat, like the sleeves are used to like do a bow on the back look.
I was like, what is going on in the back?
So you see those are the sleeves
Yeah.
and like that's like the bow. Kind of like it. It gives it like structure and it's on theme. So I think she did really good and the hat looks great as well. So good job, Rihanna. Good job and congratulations on baby number three.
Are all her kids with
ASAP.
this guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, if y'all didn't know, oh my God, I would have
Yoodi
gone.
dated ASAP Rocky.
Did you all know that where the name Fenty came from?
Where did it come from?
Did you all know that the name Fenty is actually Rihanna's last name? Her name is Robyn Rihanna Fenty. Yeah, I didn't know that. I actually heard it. I don't know. I think it was in a podcast. I was like, "What?" I did not know that was her last name. Who would have known? Do you have anyone else?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you do.
I have one more, and this is going to be one for you and me because I think you probably have them too. Bad Bunny.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was nothing really special of his outfit, but I mean, he looked cute. That hat he had, it's like a Puerto Rican, it's called a Puerto Rican papa hat.
Like it's giving his new album vibes, you know?
Yes. And I want to know what he has in that duffel bag.
Yeah, I think somebody asked him. I think like an interviewer there in the red
Oh,
carpet was
really?
like, "So what do you have inside of your bag?" He's like, "I'm not gonna tell you." Jokingly, he was like, "I'm not gonna tell you," and then he doesn't tell him. But no, I like the fit. I like the color. Like it's just brown and different shades of brown. The bag's cool. The shoes, I'm really not crazy about them, but I mean they work. So those were our top picks for the Met Gala. Let's do some boring looks. I saw some looks that didn't give it all. Like for example, Hailey Bieber.
Oh
She
my
just wore like
God.
a suit, like a little
I was
blazer, and
just gonna
that's
say
it.
that. Yeah, I feel like she just looks how she always looks.
Her outfit wasn't giving anything. It was just like a black blazer with really tall heels, and that was about it.
I feel like Kendall, same thing. They're just like, I don't know, it just looked boring.
Yeah, I think it was like the color also of like the dress or the blazer and skirt she was wearing. It was very like gray, very muted, very mature. I think that's why we didn't really think anything of it. Anne Hathaway, she was wearing Carolina Herrera, so that was cool. The shirt, I like the shirt. It was very Carolina Herrera. It was very big, very voluminous.
Yeah, but I feel that's more for like a Sunday brunch or a Mother's
Yeah,
Day something.
it wasn't giving a lot. And Kim Kardashian, I don't know what to think about this. For me, it's not giving like the theme. Did you know that's crocodile, which she was wearing?
I don't know. It was giving me witchy vibes.
I didn't care for it. I was like, okay, like not what I was expecting, but okay.
What did you think about Sabrina Carpenter? Not for the
I
Met
feel
Gala,
like
I feel.
exactly. I feel like she would wear that on stage, like at her concert. Like she, I feel like she was like on concert and they invited her last minute and she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm going. Let me grab a costume."
Oh my God.
That
It's
was mean.
like she's always pantless. Like, this is your opportunity to wear pants, wear a suit. And
Yeah,
she
like
kind of did,
she's.
but she did it her own way, I guess. I guess it was
Yeah.
tailored to her.
It seems like she would wear this on her tour, which I was like, okay, give me something else. Give me something new.
Talking about something that she would probably wear on tour, I feel like Chaperone is same thing.
Oh my gosh. I know, like, okay, I get it. Like, that's your whole thing. Like the bright color, the makeup and all that, but that was a lot. Like, I didn't really the hair. I mean, this was your chance to do something completely different and wow everybody, you know?
I mean, I could have a lot more, but I don't want to be criticona. I do want to talk about one more.
Okay.
Shakira. Did she think this was her sweet 16?
Dude.
She needs to change that. I know you want to be natural, but like, freaking straighten it, wear a bun. I don't know, do something. But, anyways, I feel like if I were to ever go to the Met Gala, I would do something like that. They'll be like, what? Like, not
Yeah.
something that I always wear, you know, like something different.
Yeah. Did you see an interview where Shakira was like, oh, they asked her, what are you most excited about? And she's like, oh, I want to see Rihanna. And the interviewer was like, what? Why? She's like, oh, haven't you heard? She's pregnant. Look, look, let me
No.
show you the video. Let me show you this.
Oh my. See inside. Rihanna, I want to see her. Yeah, I want to see her so bad. And I just heard the news too. She's pregnant. Am I not supposed to say that?
Like, girl, like.
Estúpida chismosa. That would be me saying something about you.
Was I not supposed to say
Oh my
that?
God. But anyways,
So
moving
moving
on.
on, I know we talked about Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala, but are you familiar with Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery trial?
I hadn't heard about it before, but it came up on my feed and I was like, what? She was robbed?
We all know the story of what happened on October 2016. Kim was in Paris attending Fashion Week. She was seen a lot with her sister Courtney, her mom, and at the time husband. I personally remember seeing a lot of her photos from back then from the paparazzi. She would post a lot of Snapchat stories back then in 2016, as we were all doing. But there was a lot of photos where she would showcase her jewelry. I remember she was wearing these grills with a lot of diamonds, and she would post you could see her the grills and stuff. So after a busy day attending fashion shows, Kim decided she wanted a night early, and she went to her apartment, to her hotel apartment. And her bodyguard went with Courtney. Courtney was going out that night, leaving Kim alone. In the early hours of the morning, a group of armed men dressed as police officers robbed Kim. Essentially, they went into her suite, demanding her to give them the diamonds. They said the ring, because she was wearing a very big diamond ring. And
She to
anyway,
give up on rings. Wait, is that what she lost last time, or was it an earring?
she lost an earring.
I know. She needs to give up
Diamond
on jewelry.
earrings. So the robbers tie her up with zip ties and duct tape, leaving her in the bathroom. The thieves make off with over $10 million worth of jewelry, including Kim's new ring and other items, as well as cash. They escaped on bicycles, and Kim flies to the United States the next day, and the French police begin their investigation. Anyway, so what is it? 9 years later, they're barely going to start trial on this. The trial is set to begin on May 13th, and Kim is expected to testify on that trial. So,
Was this not a big thing when it happened,
yes.
or
Yes,
I
it was
never
super
heard
big
of
thing.
it?
It was all over the news. She did an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians at the time, and she talked about it. She cried. She did a couple of sit-down interviews where they asked her about it. I think she went on Ellen. I don't know if you remember, that's when she switched her style. She was not wearing any makeup. She wasn't wearing any jewelry, and now she's back to wearing a lot of jewelry.
Well, I was reading that one of the robbers, they were like from their 30s to 70s. There was one that he said that he regrets doing it and feels like uneasy about the trauma caused. So I don't, how many people were it? Like seven?
I think they were like seven.
And
Yes.
one woman I read.
Yes.
So one already died.
I know.
Like
Yeah,
they
I
were
heard
old,
that.
they were viejitos. One already died, and then another one has Alzheimer's, so he's ruled
They can't
unfit
try
to
him.
do the trial. Yeah.
Here it says, in total, there are 10 suspects who will be appearing in court to speak about the robbery. So yeah, this guy is called Old Omar. He's 68. He was 60 at the time of the robbery. But I see there's a photo of him. He's literally walking with a cane.
But also, I'm like, why are you? Why do you only have one security guard? Like, you should have one for each person.
Yeah.
Unless you all
I
were
mean,
just planning to be together all the time, and then Courtney was like, so it's Courtney's fault. Oh my God, that's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's like, I don't know.
you know what I was gonna ask? I know what the question was. So, do you post in real time, or do you post in the morning?
I think I do both. I've been doing it like later or another day, because like I'll take a picture and then I forget to post it, and then I'll post it the next day.
People say that you shouldn't post where you're at, live, because if someone wants to get you, they're gonna go where you are at, right? So it's like they recommend not posting live. I sometimes do that too. I'll post the next day or the following weekend, or I'll just do like a little dump and post all the photos there.
So, can you believe we're already in May?
We're already in May. I cannot, it's already May 8th.
So, by the time you all hear this, it's going to be a day after American Mother's Day and 2 days after El Día de las Mamacitas. For all the mamacitas listening to us.
Feliz Día de las Madres a todas las madres, en especial a la mía.
Y a la mía, Doña Meche. Remember my las tortas, ¿qué eran?
¿De la
¿Cubanas?
Barda?
No eran
¿No eran de la
las
Barda?
cubanas. Tenía como
Dude.
bistec con milanesa and chorizo and I
Those
think it was
tortas were really
cubanas.
good. I need to go back to your mom's house so she can make those. Does she still make them?
She hasn't made them in a long time, but I'm sure she still knows how to do them. Talking about moms, o hablando sobre las mamás,
Sí,
especial las
hablando
mamás
sobre las madres.
latinas. Las mamás latinas tienen muchas frases que
Sí.
nos Dicen o decían cuando estábamos chicos o pequeños.
Me acuerdo de, no sé si yo escuché o tú me contaste. Ay, no. Cuando Yuri quería seguir saliendo en las altas horas de la noche, amenazaba a su santa madre con que se iba a ir a vivir a Monterrey.
Ay, no.
Me voy a ir a Monterrey. That was being rebel of
Oh
her.
my God, no, creo que no escuchaste, lo viviste.
¿Lo viví? No, es que no me acuerdo, a lo mejor lo intenté bloquear de mi
No,
mente.
porque Tony siempre era como que mi Didi.
Y yo así parado en la sala esperándote.
No, yo me acuerdo exactamente dónde estábamos. Estábamos en un Oxxo, en Matamoros.
Ajá.
Y creo que ya era bien tarde y yo le estaba hablando a mi mamá y pues me estaba regañando, obviamente. Yo siempre decía que me iba a ir a Monterrey.
Amenazando, amenazante la mujer. Pero
Ay, no.
it's like we didn't have any business like being on the street like at that time. It could be dangerous, you know what I mean? And our poor mother is like at home waiting for us.
Con el Jesús en la boca.
Literal.
No, pero siento que antes todo era más seguro. Ya ves cómo estaba el
Sí.
rol en Matamoros. O sea, que we had no business wasting our gas. Dando vueltas y vueltas. Y
We had no business putting those miles in our cars, or in your car in this case.
oh my God, el panda móvil.
We would make entrances to parties.
Ay, no. Íbamos a fiestas casi cada fin de semana.
Muy divertido, muy divertido. Pero nos estamos desviando del tema un poco. Yuri, ¿tu
Sí.
mamá tiene o dice frases que solo las mamás mexicanas o latinas dicen?
Sí, bueno, pues como mencionabas de que siempre, no es de que llegaba, bueno, sí llegaba tarde a mi casa, ¿verdad? Mi mamá me decía, esta casa no es hotel. Y yo de qué.
Aquí no es hotel.
¿Por qué dicen eso? Obviamente sé que no es un hotel, o sea, siento que es porque en un hotel puedes entrar y salir a la hora que tú quieras.
Exacto, sí, porque en un hotel puedes llegar a las 3 de la mañana y como quiera entras a tu cuarto, pero tu mamá te decía, aquí no es hotel porque aquí tienes hora de llegada. Aquí se llega una hora y ya, y no se sale hasta el día siguiente.
¿Tenías
Qué risa.
una hora que tenías que llegar tú a tu casa?
Fíjate que sí tenía una hora y, o sea, no tenía una hora, ponle que a la 1 de la mañana, 2 de la mañana, más tardar ya tenía que estar en la casa porque sí era como que muy tarde, pero no, nunca me regañaban si llegaba a 2:30 o algo así.
Pero sabes que tiene que ver mucho de que tú eres hombre y yo
Ajá.
soy mujer. Porque siento que a
Sí.
mí me regañaban más que si mi hermano llegaba más tarde, no le decía nada.
Y sí, y siento
Y
que sí es algo que sí pasa mucho. Por ejemplo, mis primas con las cuales yo salía, ellas sí tenían que estar en su casa a cierta hora porque si no, ya no las dejaban salir el fin siguiente, ¿sabes? Era como que ya son las 12:30, ya me tienes que ir a dejar porque si
Ay,
no,
no,
ya ahí
qué
vamos a
estrés.
dejarlas.
Y ahora que podemos llegar a la hora que sea, yo soy de que, ay, como si estamos en un bar y cierra hasta las 12, yo estoy de que, ay, no me quiero quedar hasta las 2, yo me quiero ir como a las 12, 12 y media, a
Sí,
dormir.
así con el bostezo encima, así de
Sí.
forzando la salida. Una frase que diga mi mamá es, o me decía mi mamá, es, no te mandas solo.
Ay.
No te mandas solo. Esta me la decía mi mamá, por ejemplo, cuando quería salir, ¿verdad? De que,
Ajá.
voy a ir a casa de X persona, o voy a casa de Yuri, ahorita vengo. Y mi mamá de que, no te mandas solo, o sea, de
No me
que
estás
no
pidiendo
tienes,
permiso.
ajá, no me estás pidiendo permiso, no tienes que decirle a dónde vas a nadie, o sea, aquí tienes que decir a dónde vas, con quién vas, a cuándo
Y
vienes, a
si
qué hora regresas,
puedes.
pero sí, esa me la decía mucho mi mamá, no te mandas solo.
Ah, bueno, aquí va a otra que dicen,
Va otra que se conecta.
mientras vives en este techo, haces lo que yo diga. Like,
Sí,
why?
yo también tengo esa frase que yo lo tengo como mientras vivas en esta casa. Siento que es como que mientras vivas bajo su techo, no te puedes mandar sola, o sea, tienes que darle cuentas a dónde vas y todo eso, tienes que... Siento que es como que dejarlas con la preocupación, ¿sí me explico? ¿Había fines de semana que te quedabas en tu casa porque tu mamá no te dejaba salir o como quiera salías?
No, yo todavía salía por la ventana. Ah. No me daban permiso de salir, pues no salía. De hecho, yo era muy obediente hasta que estaba como en el colegio, es cuando me empecé
A
a ser un
rebelar.
poquito rebelde.
Yo también fui muy obediente, siempre he sido muy obediente y, o sea, nunca fue como que, ay, no, no te voy a dejar salir, ¿sí me explico? Siempre me dejaban salir o había veces como que otra vez vas a salir, Tony, o sea, porque salía de que quería salir viernes, sábado y el domingo querían ir al cine mis amigos y era como que, ay, déjame pedir permiso y mi mamá, otra vez vas a salir, es domingo y yo nada más voy al cine
Eso
y sí me
tampoco
dejaban.
entiendo de por qué a mí también era así como que si quería salir o como que seguido o 3 fines seguidos desde que otra vez no saliste el otro fin and it's like este fin cumpleaños alguien más, o sea.
Sí. Y con esa va conectada otra. Mi mamá decía, no tienes llenadera.
Yo todavía digo eso.
Como meaning like you never get tired of going out. Like there's no limit for you. Like there's no limit.
Otra frase es, me vas a sacar canas verdes. ¿Cuándo has visto tú una cana verde? ¿Y por
Nunca, o
qué
sea,
verde?
nunca. Las canas son blancas y se la convertiste de que en verde por lo enojada que estaba.
Y sabes que es chistoso que en el trabajo, a veces cuando mis empleados are acting up, les digo, you all are gonna give me gray hairs.
Las mamás tienen muchas, muchas, muchas frases y una más que mi mamá también siempre decía es, te lo digo por tu bien. Esto también va
Ay, sí.
en mano con las de las salidas de que como que algo ella sabía, me decía, te lo digo por tu bien, mucho cuidadito y que no sé qué, yo, ay, sí, ya sé, pero eso lo aplicaban mucho también.
Sí, la última que tengo es cuando tengas hijos vas a entender o algo así. I was like, y yo siempre le contestaba de que yo no quiero tener hijos.
Todavía aventándole más ahí para tener
Ay,
material
no.
con el cual pelear, echar el pleito antes de la salida.
Pero sí. Si tienen alguna frase que no hayamos comentado, nos las dejan saber. Vamos a poner un poll
A
on
question
Instagram.
box.
A question box on Instagram para que nos digan. So, following the theme of Mother's Day, I'm pretty sure you have a lot of memories with your mom. What is one of your favorite memories that you have with her?
So I have several, but like I don't know why. I remember the day. I remember it was like a rainy day, and my mom picked me up from elementary school. And I guess I had done good on the on like school on my grades and stuff. And I remember my mom was like, I have a surprise for you. Guess what she got me? She got me the Titanic VHS.
Oh
And she turns around and gives me the VHS. Like it was a big box because it had both VHS and in the box. So I was like, oh my gosh, I was super excited. I don't even know why I was obsessed with the Titanic, but she gave me that day and I remember it so vividly. And I don't know, that's one of my favorite memories I have. I have a lot, but like that one's like super funny and I don't know why I think about it all the time.
do you still have it?
I have it, yes. I still
Oh
have
my
the
God, you need to save
VHS.
it.
But yeah, I need to save it. I'll take a picture of it, actually. I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it on my story so you guys can see it. It's like super old.
Maybe whenever you ever go to a thrift store, you should look for a VCR and you can gift it to your
Yes.
nephew.
I do have a lot of VHSs. My mom, I think that was her thing. She would buy me a lot of VHSs back then. When was the VHS Titanic released? What? It was released in 1998? I thought it was. I was 10 years old when when she got me that.
That's a
27
lot.
years ago, and I'm barely 35.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The math thing, math thing.
I think one of my favorite memories with my mom. So, like, when
Yeah.
I was young, I think it was mostly my mom, because, like, my dad was a fisherman, so he would leave for a long time. But my mom would always take me to Pizza Hut to get, like, a little pan pizza.
The
Because
personal
I will,
pizzas.
yes, because like, I don't know if it was at the book fair or my school or whatever. Whenever you would read certain books, they'll put like, you'll fill out the little ticket or whatever. And then when you were done, you would go get a pan pizza.
Yeah.
And I was asking Donald about that. I was like, did you ever like, I was like, I guess I used to read when I, since I was small. Because I remember that my mom would take me to get my little pan pizza.
That's cute.
But I think that's one of my the things that I always remember. I wonder if schools have that now.
So they still have it. It's called the Book It. Remember Book It? Let me show you. So it's this Book
Oh
It.
my God, yes.
And they still do the P. It's by Pizza Hut actually, and they still do it for kids that I guess read their quota of books for the day. Look, you see, they have it for parents and for the schools. It's a program.
Ooh.
You should do that with your mom. Like you should buy the little pizza and like buy her one and you buy one and you can have like, remember when you used to do this?
Ooh. I wonder if she remembers.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Do you have any other memory?
3 years ago, my sister, my mom, and myself, we took a vacation to Miami. If I were to do this all over again, knowing what I know now, like Miami, I feel like to go with family is not it. I feel like Miami is like to go with friends and like
Yeah.
partying and stuff like that. But my mom was a team player. Like there was a lot. We went, I think, during the summer, and there was like a lot of like people smoking weed. And my mom was like, "Oh my gosh, it smells a
Huele
lot
raro.
and stuff." See, and but she was a trooper. She had fun. She had mojitos. We had piña coladas. We did a lot of walking. We spent a lot of time at the beach. We went to the zoo, and they had a lot of fun apparently on their trip because the next year my mom and my sister went on a trip to on a cruise. At the time, I mean, I don't like cruises, so I was like, I'm not going. You guys go ahead without me.
We need to go on a
Yes,
cruise.
we
Working
definitely
on
do.
convincing you.
Yes, we need to. But I've been thinking about doing a trip with my mom, but I still don't know where. My mom's been talking about like going to like she wants to go to New York, so not sure when, but that's something that I want to do for her.
You know, it's funny because, like, the memory I was gonna talk is kind of the same as yours. My mom hadn't, I think she hadn't gotten in a plane,
Okay.
like, ever. Like, I want to give her that. Like, I want to, when she gets on a plane, for it to be with me. I want to take her on a trip.
The first experience, yeah.
Yes. So, like, I remember she was, like, nervous because she was scared, right? I took her to Tulum for Mother's Day. I think we went for, like, a whole week. And it was the same thing. Like, we would, like, be there and I would see, like, crowds, like, going to the clubs and stuff. And I was like, obviously, I'm not.
Uncomfortable.
I was like, oh, I want to go to the club. But I mean, I was with my mom, right? Actually, I had some friends that were in Cancun
At
and
the
they
same
were
time.
like, yeah. And they were like, you should come over here and stuff. But I know they were more there for the party vibes. And I was more like a mother-daughter trip vibes. So I was like, no, it's
No.
okay. She was having piña coladas, typical of
At the
moms.
beach.
And then I took her to some restaurants. I think the last day, I think I got her kind of drunk. No, the thing is that we were like at a beach bar, but it was like with the hotel, and they had like a 2-for-1.
Nice.
So our mistake, I guess, was that we both ordered drinks. So we each ordered something, and when the guy came to bring us our drinks, we had like four drinks. So
That's
like
fun.
my mom is not one to like be drinking, so I knew that
Yeah.
she was kind of like
Tipsy.
yeah, so that was fun. That was our last day, I think.
But those are the memories that are worth everything, you know? They're priceless.
Happy belated Mother's Day to everyone, all the moms listening to us. We hope you had a great day. Que las apapacharon mucho, que las llevaron a comer. Cuéntenos qué les dieron para el Día de las Madres.
Happy belated Mother's Day to everyone, especially like our listeners. Maybe some of them are not moms, but happy Mother's Day to your mom, right?
You know
Yeah.
what? Take a selfie with your mom and send it to
Oh,
me, and we can
that'd
post
be
it.
cute. That would be
Yeah.
cute. That would be cute. Anyway, any shows you've been watching? I know you
Yes.
told me last time you were in your reading era. I don't know if you're currently watching any
I am.
shows. What are you doing?
The thing about me is that the shows that I've been watching, I've been binging them.
Oh my gosh.
I think because I don't want to like just watch one episode and then the next day another episode and stuff. So,
I cannot with you. I cannot. I cannot. Did you
what?
put Temptation Island?
Yes. Have you watched it?
I think I watched like the little trailer that Netflix gives you.
It's very messy. The
I cannot.
producers are very messy. So I'll just tell you like a little recap or whatever about what the show is. So it's like, let's say five couples go. I guess they go there just to see if the other partner is going to be faithful to them because they're put in two different villas. So the girls go in a villa and the guys go in another villa, and that those villas are probably like 15 single girls and then 15 single guys. And obviously these people are very attractive. The
I
girls
know, that's what
are
I'm.
hoes. Like, yeah, it's just a lot of drama. It's like they'll have like bonfires where they will show videos of what's going on in the other villa to the girls, and then they'll show whatever's going on with the girls to the guys. And I feel like the villa for the girls is more chill, they're more respectful, even the guys. But the one with the guys and all these single girls, that one is wild. Like, the girls act
Gosh.
like they're there for a good time, like
Yeah.
they don't care. There's like threesomes involved. Like, yeah, kind of like the Titanic when they're in the car and they see the hand,
Yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
yeah. It's kind of it's very messy
It's very messy. A lot of
and
drama.
horny and horny.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's
So
what
wait, did you binge watch it all of it?
Yeah, me and Donald watched it all. Donald was invested. What else? Actually, I'm watching Good American Family. Have you heard of it?
No,
It's
who stars in this?
Ay, mijito, I don't know. I'm not good with names,
Let
but
me, I'm gonna Google it.
it's about like a family. It's a true based on a true story. So
Oh
it's about
yes,
a family.
it's Ellen Pompeo from yes, I've seen the trailer.
You need to watch it.
But tell me more.
So it's just about like a family that adopts a little girl, but they so you're watching it from one point of view. Basically, the family thinks that she's pretending to be a little girl. So all these things happen, and then like on the last part of the season, you see the point of view of the little girl. Yeah, but supposedly like the girl, they think she's like 22 years old when she's actually like 9.
Because it's, I saw the trailer, and what I thought when I saw the trailer was like, oh, it's giving the orphan.
You need to watch it. At first, I was hating this little girl, but then I was like feeling for her. But anyways, before we go to your watch list, I want to know your thoughts on the episode 2 of The Last of Us. Did
Are
you
you
cry?
ready? I was pissed. I was furious. I was livid. Like, how? Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Last of Us season two, please fast forward to the next topic because I'm gonna spoil it. How did Joel get killed by an angry girl?
Stupid little girl. Yeah.
Yes, I hate her. I hate her so much. Like, whenever he saved her from the zombies, I was like, let her fucking die there. Let her die there. She deserves it. She wants to kill you. And then I was like, well, maybe this could be like the moment where she realizes, like,
Change of
okay,
heart.
she's not, yeah, change of heart. He's not that bad. He saved me, but I mean, he killed somebody from my family, but like, he's not a bad person. And the way that they did it, I think that was bad. That was
She was a
horrible.
savage. But you know who I hated most?
Who?
The little girl. What is her name?
Ellie.
Ellie. I hate her.
Because the way she was treating him.
She's so mean. Like, I wanted to cry because he was dying, and the way like that I didn't even know that he was gonna die, but the way that she was so rude to him and he just wants to be there for her, like trying to fix her guitar and stuff, and she's a little bee.
Right now, I am rooting for Ellie to. I don't want Ellie to kill her. I don't want Ellie to kill Abby. I want her to punish her. Because the way she killed Joel,
That was horrible.
that was savage, and I want Ellie to make her suffer and then.
I don't know, but
But
she keeps being a little bee.
did you watch this last episode?
Yes, and she's just, I'm like, this little girl doesn't learn. She keeps being rude. Like, have you watched the last one? With that guy that was trying to help her or that got them the horses and stuff. I don't know what he was doing. He's just so mean. Like, I'm like, but anyways.
So yeah, we've been watching The Last of Us. I've been watching on my show list. I have it's called The Four Seasons. It's on Netflix. It's a mini series starring Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Comen Domingo, and a bunch of other actors. This is actually an adaptation of a movie from 1981 called The Four Seasons. So this show talks about three middle-aged couples, but it's like a comedy, a dark comedy, and very like sarcastic and stuff like that. It follows the couples through different vacations through the four seasons of the year. It talks about it's very serious because it does talk about problems in marriage and like the difficulty with like raising a family and all these other things, but it's funny at the same time. So I recommend you watching it. It's called The
Four
Four
Seasons. Where
Seasons.
is it at?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Yes. And it's a mini series. I think the episodes are like 35 to 40 minutes long, so it's an easy watch. We have two more episodes left and we're done. And
And what
shocking,
else?
I've been watching Love on the Spectrum.
Oh
So after I finally got through the first season, then I started watching the second season and dude, I just want to be friends with Tanner, with Connor, Abby. Danny gets a little bit on my nerves
She gets on my nerves.
because she wants something like animation.
She's gonna get more
She
annoying,
talks,
sorry.
but
Like,
you
it's
want
not
someone
all
that
about your animation stuff.
sometimes like people on the spectrum are really like set on what they want, that they can't see past what they have in their like eyesight. But no, it's a very interesting, very good show, very respectful show, honestly. Like, I love it. I love it. It's a great show. I can't wait to watch more episodes.
So you're on season two?
So I'm season two, where right now David took Abby to
To
freaking
Africa?
Africa. Like, do you think Netflix like helped out with the trip? Like, because obviously they're recording over there. They're probably like, we'll pay half of the trip. You guys pay other half.
I don't know.
But that was really cool. Like, I feel like he did something that she really wanted. I like James too. I just want him to cut his hair.
James is funny.
He's very into his swords and very like he talks very fast and very passionately about anything he loves that he doesn't. I felt bad when Emma told him like, I just want to be friends. And he was like, oh, okay, yes, I understand it. Okay, thank you.
Has he been going on speed dating
And
on
no, he
that
hasn't done
season?
speed. He hasn't done speed dating right now. He actually just went on a date. She had blue trenzas. She just went on a date with her, but he wanted to be friends with her only.
That's so funny. Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't think we have a connection by next.
So if anybody listening hasn't watched Love on the Spectrum, I recommend you watch it. Like, that was the best thing that Yuri could recommend me. So that's it for the shows. That's all that we've been watching as of lately. Guys, we gotta go. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode of On the Menu podcast. We're so happy to be back and recording. So we'll release this episode and record another one next week. So thank you so much for listening. Follow us on our social media at On the Menu underscore pod, and I'm at Toners.
And I'm at Shurik's with three eyes. Hey, wait, I tried to change it and I couldn't.
So maybe whenever we see each other, we can like sit down and I can like guide you and help you. But yeah,
But
that's it.
anyways, thank you for tuning in, people.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Recorded. Stopped.